And the Bible text is taken from Zechariah 2, verse 8, which says, "For thus says the Lord of hosts, he sends me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." So what does it mean to be the apple of God's eye? To be the apple of God's eye, it means that you're precious before God. It means that you're his favorite. An example of that we can find in Isaiah 41 verse 8. Isaiah 41 verse 8. New King James Version, please. It says, "But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the descendant of Abraham, my friend." So Abraham was definitely one of the people that was the apple of God's eye. God declared him as his friend. To be the apple of God's eye also means that you're under God's protection and care. It means that you're safe from any evil being. For example, Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and the next day the king came to him and asked if it was okay, and then took the two men who accused him and threw them into the lion's den. What does that tell us? That tells us that when you mess with the apple of God's eye, God's wrath would not be pleasant on you. See, now when you're the apple of God's eye, you do not want to take him for granted. You don't want to take him for granted, because that would just be sharing his glory, and then you start losing your sensitivity to his presence. And when you lose your sensitivity to his presence, you're prone to danger. So this is why it is very important to be under God's eye and not take it for granted. So now we're going to move to the criteria to being the apple of God's eye. The first criterion to be the apple of God's eye is giving your life to Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." The first thing you have to do to be the apple of God's eye is to give your life to him. When you give your life to him, you're telling him that he has control over your life. And when he has control over your life, he's able to direct you to the right path, and is able to protect and preserve you. The next criterion is reading the Word of God. When you read the Bible daily and you continually study the Word, then your chances of living God's eye will be zero, because God's image will be formed in you. When you're reading the Word of God, you're feeding your souls with the things of him. You're making sure that his image is reflecting in your everyday life. That is why Joshua 1:8 says, "The book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." So you want to make sure that the Lord of God doesn't leave your life, so you will not miss the success coming your way. You also need the Word of God to fight the battles of life, to overcome the devil, and to please God. The next criterion is always checking up with God, which implies communicating with him through prayer. Checking up with God will also help you build a stronger relationship with him. For example, if you're going astray or walking in the wrong path, it will be there to direct and guide you, because you're the apple of his eye. If we can open the Bible to Romans 8:14. It says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." So when you're the apple of God's eye, and when you're checking in on him, you're led by him, by his Spirit. And when you're led by his Spirit, you're his son or his daughter. And when you're his son or his daughter, he's always going to be there to protect you and guide you, because you're in his sight. The next criterion is never losing your humility. The moment you start giving way for pride to come in, you gradually start leaving his presence, and you're telling him that you don't need him. If you can open our Bible to James 4:6. It says, but he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. What that implies is that God hates pride. An example of someone being pride in the Bible was King Belshazzar. Even though he knew what happened with his father, King Nebuchadnezzar, was still full of himself, which led to his destruction. So you don't want to give him way for pride because you do not want to lead your life to destruction. And you also do not want to take it for granted. The next point is never backslide. When you backslide, you leave God's protection, his guidance, and care. So a way not to backslide is reading the word daily because it guides you away from sin. And this can be established in Psalm 119 verse 11. Psalm 119 verse 11. It says, your word I have hidden in my heart, that I may not sin against you. So when you have the word of God in your heart, you won't be able to sin against him. You won't be able to backslide. And if you can open a Bible to also Proverbs 14:14. Proverbs 14:14. It says, the backslider in heart will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. So when you backslide, you're telling God that the way God is treating you isn't enough. You need more from the word. And that's not what God wants. So when you're a good man, you'll be satisfied with whatever God gives you at the time. So now we're going to move into the benefits of being an apple of God's eye. One of the benefits of being an apple of God's eye is that you will be honored by him, which we can find in Isaiah 43 verse 4. It says, since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Therefore I will give men for you and people for your life. So what that's telling us is that when you're in God's sight, you're precious before him. And since you're precious before him, like I said before, he will honor you. The next point is he will favor you over others, which we can find that in Hebrews 1:9. It says, you've loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. So when you love righteous, when you're being righteous and you're hearing the things of the word, then he's anointing you and making you better than your fellow human beings. If you can also open the Bible to Psalm 5 verse 12. Psalm 5 verse 12. It says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor you will surround him as with a shield. So when you're righteous, God's favor will be able to surround you as a shield. It will always be there to protect you. The next point is, he will guide, protect, preserve, and fight all your battles, which we can find in Isaiah 49:25-26. He will guide, protect, preserve, and fight all your battles. It says, But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend with him who contend with you, and I will save your children. I will feed those who oppress you with your own flesh, and they shall be drunk with your own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. So when you're under God's side, he's always going to be there for you, leading you to the right path, making sure you don't go astray, making sure that you find your purpose in life, making sure that in whatever you're up against, he's just going to be there for you. And the last point is that you'll be richly blessed. You will be richly blessed, which we can find in Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11. It says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." So when you're the apple of God's eye, it will not withdraw any good thing from you because you're walking uprightly. So in conclusion, so what happens when you're not the apple of God's eye? When you're not the apple of God's eye, that means that you don't have him leading you to the right path to success. And that might lead to your destruction. So may God give us the grace not to depart from his sight in Jesus' name. Can we rise up? Can we begin to thank God for the opportunity to listen to his word, to be alive today, for him just coming in here and being with us. And as we're praying, let us ask God the grace to remain an apple of his eye. The grace to remain an apple of his eye. And perhaps if you have departed from God's sight, pray that God will restore you. In Jesus' name we pray.